Many people may have struggled to find convenient time slots while booking their ferry tickets or experienced long wait times at terminals across the province this summer. This situation is partly due to BC Ferries experiencing its busiest summer in its 64-year history. "We've seen significant increases in both passenger and vehicle traffic compared to last year," said Ritinder Matthew, BC Ferries Director of Media and Issues. "I don't have the August numbers yet, but for June and July, we've seen a 1.6% increase in total passengers, with 5.16 million traveling in June and July compared to the same period last year. And a 3% increase in vehicle traffic, with 2.08 million vehicles transported in June and July. With a fleet of 35 boats, ranging from major vessels to small ferries, offering 25 routes and performing on average over 500 sailings daily, BC Ferries welcomed over 22.6 million passengers and 9.6 million vehicles for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. This year, BC Ferries experienced its busiest summer in its 64-year history, welcoming over 22.6 million passengers and 9.6 million vehicles for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. BC Ferries, preparing for the season ahead back in spring, BC Ferries optimized their schedule, hired nearly 600 new employees and added extra sailings, according to Matthew. However, running an operation this big comes with its challenges and hiccups. In addition to longer wait times and a significant rise in drive-up traffic at terminals across the province, BC Ferries' aging fleet is becoming more apparent, with some vessels having been in service for 60 years. "Despite our best efforts, we've had occasional cancelled sailings this summer due to mechanical issues," said Matthew. "Looking forward, the organization is working on revitalizing its fleet in the coming years to meet the ever-growing demand and increase capacity," noted Matthew. Among these are 7 state-of-the-art hybrid ships that will serve the organization's busiest routes. These colossal watercrafts are set to carry up to 360 standard-sized vehicles and 2,100 passengers, compared to the 250 to 310 vehicles and 1,200 to 1,500 passengers that retiring vessels can accommodate. The first ship is set to hit the water in 2029, with the rest following in succession by 2033. Expected delays for Labor Day weekend. In preparation for Labor Day weekend, August 29 to September 3, BC Ferries is expecting a high volume of travelers and additional wait time for passengers without reservations, said Matthew. "In terms of projections for the upcoming weekend for the major routes, we expect it to be quite busy. Historically, Labor Day is less busy than BC Day but busier than Canada Day. We are anticipating about 90,000 vehicles and 270,000 passengers," Matthew said. With peak time reservations already selling out, Matthew mentioned that some spots in the early mornings and late evenings are still available. "As reservations are selling out quickly, last-minute travel without one may become increasingly difficult. BC Ferries encourages travelers to plan ahead, consider off-peak times or opt to walk on as foot passengers when vehicle reservations are not available. Peak travel days are usually Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays, and Mondays," said Matthew.